Good morning with KUAC News and Dan Bross. Alaska set a new one-day record for new COVID-19 cases Friday with 604. That was followed Saturday with 512. The cases were spread across the state, and while no new deaths have been reported in several days, hospitalizations are rising. The state reported that as of Saturday night, 100 people confirmed to have COVID-19 were in Alaska hospitals, along with another 19 who were awaiting test results. The combined total of 119 is a new state record. Seven of the patients were on ventilators. Governor Mike Dunleavy issued a new pandemic disaster declaration Friday. The declaration will provide hospitals and healthcare organizations with powers and tools to address the pandemic. The declaration will expire in 30 days, but the legislature can extend it. A similar but much broader declaration enacted in the spring is set to expire on November 15th. The governor's action followed a press conference earlier in the day held by hospital and healthcare organization leaders from across the state, during which they asked for extension of the disaster declaration. Alaska State Hospital and Nursing Home Association President and CEO Jared Kosin said daily COVID-19 hospitalizations more than doubled during October, and the state continues to set weekly, if not daily, virus hospitalization records.
Let me be clear today. At this rate, Alaska's hospitals are headed for crisis.
Foundation Health Partners CEO Shelley Ebenall said Fairbanks Memorial Hospital is doing okay in terms of COVID hospitalizations, but emphasized there's more to the issue.
The number of staff that can't come to work either because they have COVID or they're in isolation or they don't have childcare, all of those things. And so I think as a state, we are still really struggling, and I don't know that we've seen the worst of it yet.
The healthcare CEOs also spoke in favor of a statewide mask mandate to slow virus spread. Here's Kosin again.
If someone asked us if we support a universal mask mandate, the answer is yes.
But speaking during his own press conference later in the day, Governor Dunleavy said the state will continue to rely on voluntary measures to slow spread of COVID and asked Alaskans to take the initiative.
I'm asking you. I'm imploring you that we all need to do a little better, including myself, when it comes to wearing a mask, when it comes to doing business via distance, when it comes to limiting my interaction with others.
Pointing to high case rates in some states that have mask mandates, Dunleavy maintained government regulation is not the solution.
We're not going to get there by twisting the arms of free Alaskans. We're going to get there by having a discussion with them and letting them know that the cases are going up, that we need their help because it could soon get beyond capacity.
Dunleavy said mask mandates are best implemented at the local level, but some municipal governments, including the Fairbanks North Star Borough, lack authority to do so.